Okay, let's make it a little bit more fun. Let's get on to four-digit numbers now. Let's take the number 3135. Now, this time, we break that into pairs of numbers. If I'm going too fast for you, just have a look at the guidebook. It's all in there. Or just pause the program and have a look at that. So, 3135 relates to Charles Atlas, 31CA. Got that? And 35 relates to Clint Eastwood, CE. Now, Charles Atlas's action is weightlifting. He's the bodybuilder. Clint Eastwood, you would imagine smoking a cigar, saying, make my day, punk. So how do we combine the two together? Well, if it's 3135, then you could have Charles Atlas using Clint's action, which is smoking a cigar. So you can imagine Charles with a cigar in his mouth saying, make my day, punk. So what would happen if it was the other way around? Supposing it was 35-31, what would you have then? Think about it. It would be Clint Eastwood bodybuilding or weightlifting. All right, here's another example for you. The number 27, that translates to BG. Well, I think of the group, the Bee Gees, and I associate them with wearing tight white flares, one arm in the air, and singing Night Fever. Now, if I try to get in a pair of flares these days, I'd be impotent in 2 minutes flat. Right, but that's the image. That's the association. Now, if you take the number 7227, that relates to two sets of people. George Bush is 72, GB, and 27 is the Bee Gees. Now, can you see where I'm coming from here? George Bush is going to take on the Bee Gees action. So now you picture George Bush wearing tight white flares, one arm in the air, singing Night Fever. Picture that? Okay, this is where it starts to get fun. Let's take another four-digit number. How about 3615? 36 is, to me, Claudia Schiffer. 36 CS. And 15 is Albert Einstein. Claudia Schiffer I associate with walking on a catwalk, Albert Einstein chalking a formula on a blackboard. So if you had 3615, it would be Claudia Schiffer chalking some formula on a blackboard. So what would you have if you had 1527? You'd have Albert Einstein singing Night Fever, etc., etc. Or you could have 7236, George Bush striding up and down a catwalk. Well, maybe you're keen on sport. So 72 to you wouldn't be George Bush. It could be Will the Refrigerator Perry from the Chicago Bears. So imagine him wearing tight white flares singing Night Fever. Or how about instead of Bing Crosby for 23, you could have Michael Jordan because he wears a shirt number 23, the basketball player. So as you can see, you can use these number characters to remember a whole range of numerical information. So can you see how all of a sudden the numbers, you breathe life into them, they're animated, they're colourful. Now, apart from anything, this is an extremely good exercise, extremely beneficial exercise for the whole of your brain and for your creative imagination. And maybe just by thinking of it, it's beginning to strain your brain just that little bit. But remember the old adage, if it's not hurting slightly, then probably it's not working. So keep at it. Now, let's get on to the example of appointments. Let's say you want to remember that you've got an appointment with your dental hygienist on July 18th, for example. So in this case, you would take the month, which would be 07, followed by 18. Now, that gives you two characters again. 07, James Bond, and Alfred Hitchcock, 18. Now, what's the first thing you do? You think of the location. So think of your dental hygienist right now. Your own hygienist. Think of the place, the location. Got it? Now, it's up to you, really, how you devise your scene. It's got to be a little mini epic. Well, maybe you could have James Bond chasing Alfred Hitchcock around the dental hygienist. Or perhaps you go in there and there's James Bond having a shower, which is Alfred Hitchcock's action. Okay, here's another one for you. Let's say you bump into your lawyer in the street and he says in a hurry, look, that court case has come up. It's November 23rd. and you haven't got a pen on you and a paper, so how are you going to remember it? Just stay calm, go through these techniques again step by step. What's the first thing you do? Look at the subject of the conversation. It's a court, so it's got to be a courtroom. Now think of your own law courts. You got that? Now we look at the date, November 23rd. And that translates into 11/23. Now, by this time, of course, you would have had an automatic association with people. Now, immediately I see Andre Agassi, which is 11. And 23 is Bing Crosby. So you could have Andre Agassi in the judge's seat, and maybe Bing Crosby is in the witness box. It doesn't really matter how you get there, but now you've got that date turned into images, and you will never forget that important date. You know, life is so much easier when you don't have to write things down.